Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com. Ryan, your organization helped to organize a special prayer event last night in Minneapolis. Can you tell us how Crew Inner City has been responding to the racial unrest in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, for our ministry, we work primarily with churches in the city. It's last year, about 150. And our real primary first step or lead foot as we are in the midst of the issues that we find ourselves is really leaning on the relationships that we've built over the last 12 years here. So we've found ourselves meeting a lot with pastors, with leaders, praying, and I think more than anything, just trusting that the church has the answers here in our community that can bring hope to the people that feel so hopeless.
Mm. Jason, you and Billy co-led the event last night. Had the two of you ever met or worked together before?
Yeah, I think that was the best part of this event, is that you're not just coming together in times of crisis, but we came together and got to know each other and even did a pulpit swap where he preached at Bethlehem and I preached at Greater Friendship. And it shows that this is something that's real in the body of Christ, not just a response in crisis or political posturing. This is just something real because of the blood of Christ. So it was great then that those seeds were already sown and we could start to celebrate that good fruit in such an ugly time like this.
Hmm. Billy, you lead a large African-American congregation in Minneapolis. It's been less than a week since the police shooting of Philander Castile. What did you tell your congregation this past Sunday in your sermon?
Well, first of all, I gave us an opportunity to just come together and just cry.
Hmm.
And just weep for the condition of our nation, our country. And we have some trained Stephen ministers in our church, and we came together on Saturday first, and we all just cried ourselves together, and we made sure that we gave room for that to happen, and then on Sunday we just admitted what we were as a church, that we were all hurting, that was pain, that was grief, but what we decided to do was to hold on. We come together, we join together, we pray together. And we're going to hold on because we still believe God. And that's the whole thing that we did on Sunday. We still believe God, and God can get us through this.
Amen. Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.